As the search for bodies continues in Haiti, here in Boston, the search intensifies for news among the relatives of those unaccounted for. With electricity down and communication lines jammed, Haitians here are trying every means possible of reaching out. WBUR's David Boeri visited one couple trying to help connect families.
On a quiet street off Blue Hill Avenue, the sign on a small old house bedecked with a row of flags says, Mattapan School of Technology. In a cramped office, one side of the telephone conversation indicates a departure from normal coursework.
Okay, do you have a picture of the people that you're looking for? No pictures. They can be old pictures, it's okay.
On the other end, someone is trying to contact his father in Port-au-Prince.
Okay, you said you don't know the exact address, but you remember the street name?
All he can remember is it's named after one of the presidents.
Which president? Aristide or?
No, he's just remembered it's Duvalier Street.
Duvalier,
how could any Haitian
forget
the dictator who drove Haiti into the grinding poverty and misery from which it's never emerged?
Okay.
Carrie Jean, who works the desk and helps her husband run the center, urges the person to get a photo so she can email it to Haiti to help find the man. She hangs up and sighs.
Oh, my God.
Have you gotten a lot of phone calls, Carrie?
All the time. Yep. A lot of phone calls. And what's hard is they're so upset, it's hard for them to explain what they want to explain. And the information that they need to give you, you know, is not readily available to them. It's hard for them.
Almost 350 phone calls have come into the technology center since the earthquake. Jacques Dadijon, who runs the center, has a network of contacts and Facebook friends in Haiti who he's using to go out and search for people. Jean communicates with his contacts through one working computer in Haiti that's connected to the internet by satellite. From Boston, he emails names, addresses, and photographs of people to track down.
So once they get the signal, they get the email, they're going to look at the name and they're going to dispatch somebody to go to the place and find out what's going on.
When the house is still standing and people are not there, Jacques says, the presumption is that they're alive but staying on the streets by day. The internet crew will return at night. When the house is destroyed, that's when volunteers need the photos. Andre Gellin, who's just walked into the center, will need to come back with photos of his brothers and sisters in Kaufoufe in Port-au-Prince. He's written their names on a list.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, that's just a couple of them. And I get all the cousins. I get about 15 altogether living in the same house.
Like so many others, Andre has neither talked to his relatives nor heard from them. And he can't sleep. Neither can Jeanette Tenayas, who can't yet account for her three sisters, their husbands, and their children.
You can't possibly sleep or function when you see these images. It was just devastating because I'm thinking it could be my sister under these rubbles.
Between Wednesday night and Thursday morning, Jacques Dadijon and his wife brought joy to the local relatives of 17 people whom their internet colleagues in Haiti had tracked down and found to be alive and well. In contrast, there were the 8 people they determined were dead. Jean sent a pastor in Mattapan to inform the relatives here. Still awaiting verification is the volunteers' terrible discovery of an entire family in a collapsed blockhouse in Port-au-Prince.
And it's a blockhouse. They go to the house, they can hear one person inside there. Everybody is dead, but they don't have enough equipment to lift the roof.
The people checking on that family with relatives in Boston could verify that one person was still alive. But without equipment to lift the roof, they couldn't rescue him.
Under the rubble.
That's right. They still can hear the person talking. They can talk to them and tell them, are you still alive? He said, yes, I'm still alive. Everybody has died, but I'm still alive.
Life still in the balance for some. Hope amidst despair. A local pastor traveling to some homes to deal with the grief that will meet his news, while Jacques and Carrie Jean will spread joy with theirs. And most of Greater Boston's Haitians still wait for any news at all. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.